This is Dr. Lee dictating a history physical, patient name, Scrugg, S-C-R-U-G-G-S, Scrugg, Judy, J-U-D-Y, Catherine, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, date of service, 1-26-2023, date of birth for this patient, 5-23-1947, date of service 1-26-2023. History of present illness. This is 75-year-old female. She was admitted to MedStar Hospital. Patient has a known history of antiphospholipid antibody, history of DVT and PE in the past, colon cancer, Crohn disease, hypertension, enterocutaneous fistula. She presented for surgical repair of the enterocutaneous fistula and a recurrent inguinal hernia. Patient was admitted, post-operative exploratory laparotomy with lysis of adhesion, small bowel resection, term 2 with anastomosis. She also has a bridging mesh for posterior layer, colocutaneous fistula takedown. Patient post-operatively, chest X-ray door showed pneumonia, effusion. She was treated for pneumonia versus fluid overload, Foley catheter inserted, broad spectrum IV antibiotic given, vancomycin, unicin. Patient was also noted to have acidosis that was managed in the intensive care unit. After stabilization, she was sent back to the medical floor, downgraded. Patient was maintained on our home medications after stabilization. She has anemia. She was maintained on anticoagulation because of previous history of DVT, PE, and antiphospholipid syndrome. Initially was kept on hold. She was given therapeutic dose. Started again while in the hospital. Upon discharge, she was discharged on Lovinox 80 mg BID along with the warfarin bridging therapy both. After stabilization, PTOD done and the recommended subacute rehab. Procedure done while in the hospital, open repair and recurrent incarcerated incisional hernia. Development retromuscular flap, insertion of biosynthetic mesh, extensive lysis of adhesions, small bowel resection and anastomosis, takedown resection, colocutaneous fistula. Past medical history, number 1, COPD, number 2, antiphospholipid syndrome, number 3, history of DVT and PE, number 4, hypertension, number 5, hyperlipidemia, number 6, asthma, number 8, multiple hernia surgery repair, enterocutaneous fistula. Allergies, cat hair, ciprofloxacin, codeine, warfarin, nitrofurantoin. Medication upon discharge, albuterol inhaler, 2 puff, 4 times a day PRN, DONAP treatment, 4 times a day, vitamin C, 1000 mg daily, aspirin 81 mg daily, Lactobacillus daily, vitamin D3, 50 mcg 2 tablet daily, vitamin B12, 500 mcg daily, Lovinox 80 mg subcutaneous BID for 10 days. In the meantime, warfarin bridging therapy to be started on. Fluticasone / Valentrol, Brio, Ellipta, one inhalation daily, Lisinopril 20 mg daily. Omeprazole 20 mg daily, prednisone 5 mg daily, tramadol 50 mg cubit hour PRN, verapamil 80 mg BID, warfarin 7.5 mg tablet, 1 tablet daily except half tablet on Sunday, Tuesday and Thursday. Through our system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, no inhalation, pulmonary cough. cardiac, no chest pain, no palpitation, GI, no vomiting, no diarrhea, musculoskeletal, generalized weakness, soreness in the legs, abdominal area of the surgical wound site has some pain, neuro, no syncope, endocrine, no pyrrhea, no palpitation, hematology, no bleeding, no bruising, physical exam, patient is awake, is alert, oriented, time 3, blood pressure, 133/78, pulse 88, temperature 97.7, respiration 18, pulse oxygen 97%, body weight 175.8 pounds, head atomatic normocephalic, eyes anectaric, pupil equal and reactive, throat clear, no exudate, neck supple, no JVD, chest non-tender, lungs, no rays, decreased pressure on the bases, no wheezing, heart SNS2, abdomen is soft, bowels not present, mildly distended, tender to palpate at the around the surgical area and dressing is in place. No rebound, no rigidity. Musculoskeletal, trace edema, both legs, but there's no calf tenderness. Neuro, she's awake, alert, oriented M3 and cooperative. Social history, no smoking, no alcohol, no drug abuse. Assessment, patient admitted. Patient has a multiple medical problem with deconditioning, recent multiple surgeries, number 1, open repair, recurrent incarcerated incisional hernia, number 2, insertion of biosynthetic mesh, number 3, lysis of adhesions, number 4, small bowel section with anastomosis, takedown resection of colocutaneous fistula, excision of the infected mesh, MESH, COPD, hypertension, severe asthma, history of antiphospholipid syndrome, history of DVT and PE, history of colon cancer, history of Crohn's, and previous history of multiple abdominal surgeries. Plan of care will continue all her current medication, local skin care, wound team to follow the patient. Lab review today, she does have anemia. INR is still subtherapeutic, that will be monitored. Once the INR is therapeutic between 2 and 3, we'll discontinue Lovinox. Care plan discussed with the patient and the nursing staff. Thank you.